I'd like to bring on another guest now. He and his colleagues have been working on something new. You may be very interested in this. It's called Vanish. Usually, vanishing data is the last thing that you want. But think about this. If you're sending some sensitive information to a colleague, you know, this burn after reading type of stuff, you could each delete your own copy. But if you use webmail, who knows if that email is really gone? It could still be sitting on some server somewhere. It could be up there in the they call it the cloud. We'll get into, I don't know why the cloud is a good name. We'll talk about that some other time. It could come to life someday when you just don't want to see it. But now, if you use your message and you encode it with Vanish, that's not going to happen. Vanish is a new software that causes the message, as they say to Mr. Phelps, to self-destruct after a certain amount of time, so that the only thing left is a scrambled, undecipherable mess. Hank Levy is chair of the Department of Computer Science and Engineering at the University of Washington in Seattle. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
What was your why did you develop this?
Well, we developed this for a number of reasons, some of which you've already referred to. There are a number of important technological trends, the result of which is to cause users to lose control of their data. The two main things that are happening, one you just mentioned, is that more and more we're using services in the Internet. We call this the cloud. But we're using Internet mail. We now have Internet Office applications. Microsoft has announced an Office, a web version of Office. Google has a similar thing. So we are transitioning from a world in which our data is stored on our desktops to a world where our data is stored in the web. The other thing is that disk storage is incredibly cheap. So there's actually no reason anymore to delete any data. We don't really have reason to delete data at home. We can buy a terabyte disk for $100. And similarly, Google and Yahoo and Microsoft have no need to delete any data. So that's the fundamental problem. And then the question is, how do users control the lifetimes of their data that lives in the web?
Mm-hmm. So your product Vanish, it works between two parties. In other words, one party and who I'm sending my email to has a copy and I have a copy.
Just to be clear, this is a research prototype that we've done here at the University of Washington. It's actually a project by Roxana Jambasu, who's a PhD student, and we've made that software available. But it's an early prototype, and we hope to see more systems like this come along.
Mm-hmm. So if I want to send data to someone else, I encrypt it in Vanish. It goes to them, and they have it.
Yes.
And then it really just self-destructs after a period of time.
The concept that we had was that it's kind of like writing a message in the sand at low tide. For a while, anybody could come along and read that, but some number of hours later, when the high tide comes up, it washes it away. That's the concept. Whether you can achieve that is another question. The system actually can work between multiple parties. We have a way of encrypting text such that for a while, anybody who receives that encrypted text can decode it and read it, but after some time limit, that text expires, and neither the sender nor the receiver nor anyone else who may find a copy of that data later will be able to decrypt it.
How does that work?
Well, it works in a kind of interesting way. One of the key properties we wanted is that we wanted the deletion to happen on its own without any action taken by the part of the user. And we wanted it to happen without the user having to trust anyone to do this. There are services on which you can store data that will guarantee to delete it, but then you have to trust those services to do so and not give it away. Simplest way to describe this is that we leverage a kind of interesting structure in the world now, which are peer-to-peer data sharing systems. These are global-scale distributed systems. The nodes that are part of that are individual computers owned by people who are sharing, who are sharing data, sharing files. There may be millions of users connected at any particular time, and the system we leverage is called Views, and there are over a million computers connected over 200 companies. So what we do is we encrypt your data using a secret key that neither of the parties know. So we don't tell you the key, and therefore you can never be forced to reveal it. We take that key and we break it into a number of pieces, let's say 20 pieces, and we sprinkle those pieces over this global scale system. Now, a property of this system is that over time, nodes join the system and leave the system. And once a node leaves the system, any data that we've stored on that node is lost, even if it rejoins later. Another property is that the nodes on these systems purposely forget anything they've learned over the last 8 hours on an 8-hour period. So 8 hours from now, some the nodes that have been on for 8 hours will purge the last 8 hours of information. The result of this is that over time, these pieces of the key that we scatter in the internet will disappear. And once a number of them are gone, we'll never be able to put the puzzle back together again.
Wow. That sounds pretty complete. And when will this be ready for prime time, do you think?
Well, we put a prototype on the internet. As I said, it's not a product, but people can download it and try it. We have a website, which is vanish.cs.washington.edu.
I hope you have a big server there at this moment.
I think we have a big enough server.
We'll find out. Vanish, say it again.
vanish.cs.washington.edu.
Yeah, I think we have that. I think we have that address on our sciencefriday.com site also, in case people forget about it. What do you think of that? Is this the future, Randy? You think it's going to help out what we're talking about?
Well, I thought one of the interesting aspects of this, perhaps Hank can talk about the way this is conceived as offering the equivalent of a private phone call or even a conversation in the hall between two parties that isn't going to be archived. There are so many legal restrictions on deleting information in companies and in government organizations. So email is protected, but a phone call is not. And I wonder if this technology is used widely in government organizations, will we end up, this would be a downside, would we end up with less in the archived records of what goes on, say, in Washington?
Let me get an answer after I remind everybody that I'm Ira Flatow, and this is Science Friday from NPR News.
I think that's an interesting issue. It's an important question. I don't know the answer. We've talked to some lawyers who have said that this is, system like this is kind of ahead of the legal landscape. But it is interesting that, you know, at my own university, the university keeps copies of emails. On the other hand, if I see somebody in the hall and I talk to them, I'm not required to write down and keep, you know, everything that we said. Similarly, if we talk on the phone, I'm not required to keep a record of that. But email stays around. It's not just email, by the way. It's posts on Facebook, it's blogs, it's data, any data that's placed in the web. We just have no idea what the lifetime of that data is. You may be aware that there was a controversy with Facebook earlier this year in which they changed their use policies that said that they could basically keep data forever. And I think that's scary for a lot of people. So one of the goals of the project is just to raise people's awareness of the general issue of privacy and the fact that you know, you've lost control of your data if someone else holds it, and you want to be aware of that.
Thank you for taking time to be with us, Hank.
Sure.
Hank Levy is chair of the Department of Computer Science and Engineering at the University of Washington in Seattle with this prototype called Vanish. If you want to try it out, you can go to our website or go over to his website to give it a try.